Delighted to say that Great Britain's Davis Cup captain Leon Smith joins me now on another gorgeous morning here at Wimbledon. Leon, middle of the championships, you've seen Andy Murray, we've seen Kyle Edmund, even James Ward back in action. From your role as the Davis Cup captain, what have you made of what you've seen from your guys so far in the tournament?
Well, Andy obviously speaks for himself. He always brings the standards required. He loves playing at Wimbledon, and there was obviously some worry about him coming in, but I was really confident that him and his team would be in a good place, and it's proved to be the case. He knows how to manage this, so I think he looks in a good place just now. I think the other Brits, it was good for Kyle to get a win here after having lost a few first rounds, so that was important to him.
And stood up to Gael Monfils really well in centre. I watched that one, and it was really meaty tennis going on there, and he stood up to that pretty well.
He showed that numerous times against top guys, even higher ranked than Monfils this year. A match against Rafa Nadal in Monte Carlo, for example, was a terrific match. But, he's now ready to take that next stage, and that's what he'll be working towards, to make sure it's not just good performances, but getting some more wins as well. It was great to see James Ward back. He's had a really rough time with injury for about 9 months, really. So he's going to be on that road back and going back to the Challenger circuit and trying to build his ranking. Obviously, great story about Willis and Clark and the doubles. What an amazing effort to beat Herbert and Mahut. I don't think anyone saw that coming, but it created a lot of excitement, and they've got a chance today.
Now, another player in amongst all of that, in some ways, is Ali Ajbedini, who really seemed to take the Wimbledon crowds with him this year. A couple of matches, huge support in those wins. How frustrating is it, maybe, for you that that's a situation that's still rumbling on there? Because you see how much he revelled in being here at Wimbledon, the home of British tennis, if you like, in many ways, and playing well at it.
Yeah, I actually spoke to him after he'd lost his last match, and he was actually blown away by the support. I've sat in his matches, and the crowd were really behind him, and have really taken to him. He's having an unbelievably good year. He's sitting about 32 in the race, so if he keeps going the way he's going, he's going to be seeded in Australia, potentially. Now, of course, we move forward to next year. Our Davis Cup team will be minus Dan Evans, of course, and everyone knows that we don't have a huge amount of strength and depth. He would be a very strong addition to what you'd have available for each tie. So we're going to continue throughout the course of this year talking to the ITF and seeing if we can figure out a way to make this happen.
How much of a loss is Dan Evans? You mentioned him there to the team.
Yeah, hugely. I've known Dan since he was 13, 14 years old. We're all very close to him, and it's a sad situation, but he's obviously taken full responsibility for it. British tennis will miss him. He was another one that was having a really good year, moving into his best surface across grass and onto the US hard court swing, indoor circuit at the end of the year. He actually could have also been seeded in Australia the way his year was going. He's sitting at top 50 this now. But hopefully, if he sticks to a process, however long his suspension is, he can come back.
And finally, on the Davis Cup more generally, a proposal recently to try to turn it into a bit more of a World Cup, the finale of that and the Fed Cup under the one roof in, I think, Geneva. It's going to be for the first 2 or 3 years under the proposals. What have you made of what's been suggested by the ITF there?
There's a lot. There's some minor changes here and there, but the two talking points are obviously the neutral final and combining it with Fed Cup and making it more of a festival of tennis, and then also moving from best of five to best of three in the singles, but keeping best of five for doubles. That, for me, you can see arguments both ways. The big thing is the neutral final, because having been involved in a final before, but also any of our home and away matches, that's what grips the players, and it especially grips the top players, because they're used to playing in slams, getting into semi-finals, finals, but actually, from an interaction with the fans' point of view, nothing beats Davis Cup, nothing at all, and that's the bit that needs protected. I just think the ITF can probably download a bit more information behind it, so at least it can be put into context. The key things for me, having spoken to some of the other captains, such as Leighton Hewitt as well this week, we need to have ranking points for the players. You can't keep taking chunks out of the schedule. And in line with what happens the rest of the year, the money and the financial side for the players needs to greatly improve, because if it wants to sit at someone's schedule as a priority that you mark into your diary annual plan, it has to rival at least what the Master 1000s are doing, and if not, be close enough to the slams.